The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Lord knows they'll try. Discipline of combat conditions, then I can only say that no war ever posed a greater threat to our security. If you are awaiting a finding of clear and present danger, then I can only say that the danger has never been more clear and its presence has never been more imminent. It requires a change in outlook, a change in tactics, a change in missions by the government, by the people, by every businessman or labor leader, and by every newspaper.
Yeah, that's,
for we are opposed around
JFK,
the world.
The point there, if the press is awaiting a declaration of war before it imposes the self-discipline of combat conditions, then as he said, you know, no war has ever posed greater threat to our security. If you're waiting for awaiting a finding of clear and present danger, then I can only say that the danger has never been more clear and its presence has never been more imminent. Those are the times, the perilous times we find ourselves in. Obviously, Syria is big news. We'll come back to that in a minute here. Let's go back to the phones real quick. Where are we here? Glenn in Philly? Let's grab Glenn in Philly. Glenn, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Glenn.
I missed it this morning. You started trying to pick me up. My
don't
phone
know,
crashed out.
Yeah, don't know what happened there. We had some kind of technical malfunction.
Yep. You know what? What I was going to say this morning is, I'm kind of evolving a bit of a like bird's eye view of all the different junk going on right now geopolitically, and it just here's a mishmash of ideas. Take less than 2 minutes here.
Okay, so
Iraq and Yemen appear to be kind of backburned at the moment, at least in the media, right?
But not actually, because
in the media,
throw a little
the hype. Talking about
absolutely.
The hype is sort of backburned at the moment. Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
So Ukraine seems to be, we have all that built up along the border and this question of whether or not Poroshenko is going to go into Donetsk and Luhansk. But part of me thinks that this is partly designed to tie up Russia strategically with having to think about a two-front scenario. You know, and whether or not they'd actually go in, because it seems that Poroshenko is kind of beleaguered with a dissatisfaction of his own people right now. You know, and then he's like almost in danger of an insurrection himself, or an overthrow. So what all's going with that? That's sort of, it's there, but it's divided attention. You know, it forces Russia to think about Syria and Ukraine simultaneously. Now, I suspect this North Korea thing, The potential outcomes of an attack here and what could be triggered are so horrific. I actually think it's a highball type distraction. And highball in the sense that, you know, if you go to buy a used car, then they hit you with the highball price. You know, the one that's just, oh, wow, that's out of here. No way I'm paying that. And after a bunch of negotiation, you get down to the real price. Well, I think North Korea is sort of the unthinkable, paradigm-shifting, game-changing, you know, unthinkable, terribly disturbing scenario that they've got us all terribly disturbed with at the moment. I don't think they actually intend to do anything with North Korea, but it's a great distraction from Syria, where I think the real prize here is Syria, and all this other stuff is distraction, diversion.
Kind of paraphrase what you're saying in essence is the so-called leader of the free world, the author of The Art of the Deal, is a schleppy used car salesman.
Well, I'm just, I just meant to illustrate the idea of the highball, no way scenario versus the plausible scenario. And so Syria, we know that Assad and Russia were winning against ISIS. We know there's no reason, he would have used gas. This is all just one messy lie after another. And even Afghanistan with the Moab, again, that's like glitzy, glittery. That's distraction too. But I think the real prize that they're really going after is that the U.S. would have no excuse for not getting out of Syria if ISIS were soundly defeated. Okay, but they want to balkanize Syria. They want to chop it up for Israel,
absolutely,
Turkey, the U.S., and the Kurds. And I think that's where ultimately. So they're going to fake us with the unthinkable horror of North Korea escalating it. How many people would die in South Korea, North Korea, Japan, Taiwan if they set that off? I don't think they're going to set that off, but they're going to scare us into thinking they might, and then we'll all just go, "Oh wow, it's such a relief that they're only taking Syria," which is what they wanted the whole time. This is just purely conjecture on my part,
I don't think it's misplaced by any means. That could certainly be possible. I think, kind of back to Fred's point, a lot of what we see in the mainstream press is obviously distraction. And, for folks that are kind of new to the – actually, what's really going on is sort of discussion. Just being able to kind of outline where the covert narrative has been scripted so that they can follow it and then compare that to the mainstream media, I think is helpful, which I think is kind of, in part what you're doing, if I understand what you're saying right, so that people can actually look. I mean, when you talk about the stuff in the press, for example, the stories that we hear about the chemical attacks and all the justification for the airstrikes and stuff, to me, the operative word is chimerical. So fantastic and outrageous that, I mean, it's just, a children's fairy tale is putting it kindly. So you have those stories, and then you have this covert narrative that has been in operation, well, since at least 1982, since Oded Yunan's, plan was published. And ever since then, we've been operating on exactly that model, carving up the Middle East exactly the way that Paul Wolfowitz and Donald Rumsfeld told General Wesley Clark back in 1991, when Rummy said, no one's going to tell us who we can bomb, and we're going to carve up the Middle East because we have 5 to 10 years to reallocate those old Soviet client states. We're doing that, and whatever, sparkle and glitter or shock and awe, or like you say, high ball, low ball can be implemented to sell that to the American people and the West in general is what is kind of the order of the day, it seems.
Right. It's just absolute, goofy stuff. So I hope that I'm right, because I find out, how people are reporting that they're losing sleep and getting upset and having visceral reactions to this stuff now.
Yeah.
To me, I only feel that when I think about North Korea. I feel like that's true. Like the Syrian thing is, maybe it's just because I'm inured to it and it's been pending so long, but it seems just as like I don't really get that upset. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm aware of how horrific this all is. But I mean, I personally don't have a visceral reaction to ongoing stuff with Iraq or Yemen or even Afghanistan. And North Korea seems like we're truly launching into a different paradigm of horror. But the Syria thing, they want to make that move. They've got all this Israeli influence, Jared Kushner in there with his caught with Lubavitch ties, the and chopping off that piece of Syria to help advance Eretz Israel. That's I think a big part of the equation. And so and we have Erdogan in there wanting his piece of the pie. It just seems like the United States would either have to pull out if ISIS were vanquished, and now they have to say, oh no, ISIS isn't vanquished, we have to go in and finish this job. And if they were to pull, obviously, Bashar al-Assad is not some horrific, evil, fanged menace, but if they can paint him as such, and if they were to do a decapitation strike on Damascus and Assad's government, Russia might just pull out, saying we're not willing to perpetuate this unto the deaths of millions,
Yeah.
And plus, a lot of Jews and Christians are looking for the fulfillment of Isaiah 17, the burden of Damascus scenario.
Yeah.
So there's, it just seems to me all focus is on Syria ultimately right now.
I agree. I think it's coming down to push and shove, and I mean, it's situation that quite honestly brings me to tears. I mean, I really am deeply upset by it all, and I think it's really unfortunate.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm certainly empathetic to all of the people suffering in all these places. I don't mean that they, diminish, one group's suffering over another.
No, I wasn't implying that at all. I'm just...
I know you weren't, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's coming down to Syria, and it's going to be. I hope it doesn't go the way that we think. I really do. I hope it doesn't. And
if they trip trigger North Korea, millions will die. If they trip trigger North Korea, millions will die. I mean, it will. South Korea, North Korea, Japan, Taiwan, you name it. I wish to God one of Kim Jong Un's generals, one of those stodgy old generals with his long coats and those huge hats that they wear, would just walk up and pull out his auto pistol and just put one right between his eyes. Because it has been, you strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. It's just like they say, it's better that one man should die than that millions should die. But, or just depose him or something. Why can't he's one man, really. Why can't they just depose? I don't want any visit from the FBI because I've threatened a crazy man halfway around the world. I'm not threatening anyone.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, that if they do, and first of all, I don't believe they can deliver any of their ordnance. I believe that anything they could put up could be knocked down so easily. It's not even funny. I believe that Seoul, in South Korea, Japan, or the U.S., any one of us could knock down any missile he could possibly launch. So it's really sort of a tempest in a teapot. They're capitalizing on the threat when they know they can take out any missile he could possibly launch.
Well, speaking of that and the back and forth, I won't get into the nuances of it, but the back and forth between the United States and Russia, the kind of the reemergence of the Cold War rhetoric and all of that nonsense, all-time low talk, Tillerson and all that. I'm kind of reminded of what I would call allegedly spurious, what you call apocryphal letter from Pike to Mazzini. And,
I don't call it apocryphal. That's not me, bud.
I thought you'd.
No, that was Dr. Stan, man, not me.
No, I thought you did. I always say allegedly specious. I thought you said one time that you would call it apocryphal.
Not me. I've never taken that stance on that. Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. I'm having a Bush moment. I misremembered that. So.
Anyway. Yeah, so I'm sure some people do consider it apocryphal. I find it disturbingly accurate in terms of what seems to be going on.
Right, exactly, and that's my point. So when you look at the struggle, what I would call kind of a specious struggle between the United States and Russia, your obvious question about North Korea or the obvious questions about Syria and Assad, not being the monster that the West continually wants them to portray him as. And what's, again, just kind of on that note, what's interesting is we hear about all these alleged facts. We get, the two operative words when it comes to Syria in particular these days, because It seems like a more virulent strain of propaganda than it's ever been. Probably correlates, obviously, to the, you know, NDAA Smith-Mundt Act nonsense. But stovepiping and gaslighting, you know, stovepiping, the lack of context that comes from a particular group or agenda in the national policy structure, selectively presenting only that information that supports certain conclusions, and gaslighting, obviously trying to mess with someone's mind, sow seeds of doubt to make the target question their own memory, perception, and sanity. And that seems to be, I mean, just in high gear. And one of the best defenses, I think, you know, I guess as an example of that, you know, we hear Assad gas his own people. We keep hearing, well, the big 2013 incident, there is no conclusive proof that no one ever points to conclusive evidence that he actually did it. It wasn't proven. It's been disproven, actually. And then all of the smaller incidents in between, he mentions, they always call for an independent investigation. They're the first to call for it to prove that they didn't do it, of course. Same in this case. We rush to judgment 48 hours after an alleged attack, and a week later, an investigation is convened, which is absurd. We hear, you know, 500,000 people, he's responsible for killing his own people. And even if you go on Wikipedia, which the sanitized version of history it is, you would think there would be conclusive evidence there right at the top the CIA wants to feature for all of us. But you can't find it anywhere. Where is the evidence? So stovepiping and gaslighting combine to really mess with your head these days, I think, which is why I mentioned Hayek's words in The Road to Serfdom, Chapter 11, The End of Truth, recently on the Road Warrior radio broadcast, when Hayek wrote at the beginning of Chapter 11 that if you're steeped in this kind of stuff, the way that he put it, the skillful propagandist then has power to mold their minds in any direction he chooses, and even the most intelligent and independent people cannot entirely escape that influence if they are long isolated from all other sources of information. I feel like I'm suffocating in propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, we are.
I mean, seriously.
And what's scary is, like, this whole post-truth era crap, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really disturbing. Nobody seems to care, you know, about truth.
No. Like, give me a persuasive argument. Show me something flashy and shiny and blingy.
No,
truth? Nice. What? Nice. Squirrel? Anyway, yeah, it's pretty sad. Man.
Never trust a British trained ophthalmologist, Chris. This is why they're so afraid of him. They're afraid he might remove the blinding cataract from the all seeing eye of Sauron.
Nice. Yeah, exactly.
So, and then this guy, you know, who protects Christians and stuff. You think about, look, when you look at Saddam Hussein, Muammar Gaddafi, and Bashar al-Assad as stabilizing influences in their countries, in those regions, who prevented all sorts of different racial, ethnic, and religious groups from slaughtering each other, and when you, especially if you look at Gaddafi, some of the amazing progress he had made for his country and his people, and all the disruptions that we have caused and have all, you know, now caused all these refugees to be risking life and limb to try and get to Europe and that sort of thing. It's like we're vilifying the guys who were providing stability, and you know, we're the agents of instability and destruction.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of Bashar al-Assad's best defenses is his ability to articulate in English. You know, I'm reminded of Muammar Gaddafi's what I would call 9/11 truth speech at the UN General Assembly back on, what, 9/23 of 09, I think. And he was supposed to speak for 10 minutes, spoke for over 100, and I think that was the speech that ultimately got him killed. Anyway, stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
No reason to get excited.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
On the morning of April 4, 2017, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, on the verge of a military victory against the terrorist insurgency in his country and on the eve of peace talks that would secure his position as president, decided to use chemical weapons he didn't have against a target of no military significance in front of as many cameras as possible to cross the one red line that would ensure his own government's downfall. Soon after, the Academy Award-winning White Helmets, noted for their Oscar-worthy performances, persistent proximity to Al-Qaeda, and financial dependence on U.S. aid, bravely risked their lives, handling Syrian victims barehanded against every protocol in the book. Without presenting a shred of evidence, President Donald Trump boldly launched a military strike against Shayrat Airfield because
national security interest,
promising to help the
beautiful babies.
Offer does not apply to babies in Gaza, Yemen, Pakistan, or basically anywhere else. That military strike, a volley of 59 Tomahawk land attack missiles of which 23 actually made it to the target, failed to take out a single runway or even keep the airbase from operating for even 24 hours, but was a complete success for ExxonMobil, Raytheon, and Donald Trump. No one could question the wisdom of striking Syria, except Donald Trump, and no one could oppose such a move, except Russia. The Trump train, still convinced by candidate Trump,
and by listening to guys like Lindsey Graham drop bombs here, drop bombs on Assad, drop bombs on ISIS. Oh, but they're fighting each other, so maybe we shouldn't do that.
And
so could you convince Putin to get Assad to step aside?
Well, they've been trying to do that. Could I? I don't think it's that important, to be honest with you. I think, frankly, let's say you get rid of Assad or you knock out that government. Who's going to take over? The people that were backing, and then you're going to have, like, Libya? Mm-hmm.
Concluded that this was seventh-dimensional backgammon to make China afraid of the U.S.'s willingness to spend $100 million in a fearsome show of failing to destroy a single airfield. Throughout the world, people rejoice as a horrible secular regime in the Middle East is replaced by yet another peace-loving band of ragtag human rights campaigners and child beheaders motivated by a desire to subdue the armies of Rome in an apocalyptic confrontation in Dabiq.
The chemicals for the previous red line attack in Syria have since been proven to come from Libya with U.S. approval, but that's probably not relevant to this case. The CIA has released declassified report after declassified report showing that the plan to topple Syria's government has been in the works for decades, but this just shows that they were right all along. The mainstream media unquestioningly asserts that the story is true because the U.S. government says so, but that's okay because we all know the MSM is full of unbiased truth-tellers and dig hard to get the raw facts on every story.
We see these beautiful pictures at night from the decks of these two U.S. Navy vessels in the Eastern Mediterranean. I am tempted to quote the great Leonard Cohen, "I'm guided by the beauty of our weapons," and they are beautiful pictures.
Even members of Congress think the story is a load of hogwash, but that's okay because they're probably crazy.
Because I don't think Assad would have done that. It does not serve his interests. It would tend to draw us into that civil war even further.
Who do you think is behind it?
Meanwhile, the White House has released a report on its intelligence about the chemical attack that refutes its own version of the story, but that's okay because when has the White House ever lied people into war? This man doesn't exist, and if you think he does, you're an enemy of humanity who should apologize for having been born. Likewise, him, her, him, and him. And him and her. This is the 100% true story of the Syria strikes, and if you support sites like the Corporate Report that question it in any way, you are a moonbeam, fake news, tyrant-loving, hippie pinko Russian agent and should commit ritual suicide immediately. If you love your country and or liberty, NASCAR, supermodels, TV, water slides, or your mother, you will not question this story in any way. Ever. This message has been brought to you by the Friends of the Brookings Institute, Raytheon, Genie Oil, Oded Yunon, ICISIS, and the New York Times. Because ignorance is strength.
That's a beautiful piece of journalistic wisdom from James Corbett over at CorbettReport.com. You can find a linked transcript of that at CorbettReport.com/Syria Strikes. Anyway, fantastic. Couldn't say it any better. And, you know, I mean, what more can you say? Still on phones, Glenn in Philly.
Yeah, hey, Chris. I take it James Corbett was the one who did that 9/11 thing before, right?
He's done a few things on...
A number of them.
Yeah.
Well, I know the 9/11 one was just amazingly disarming. It was like, how can you listen to that? And the same as this. It's like, okay, let's string all these total incongruities together and see how utterly implausible the story is. But I can't believe that one guy, I don't know who it was, quoted Leonard Cohen. If he did that, he clearly didn't understand Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
Brian Williams clearly does not understand Leonard Cohen.
Yeah. Yeah. You might as well, you know, we might as well have the little swirls in Brian Williams' eyes, you know? Just crazy, you know?
Hey, Chris, talking to you is so inspiring. I fixed my printer IP port problem while we spoke. That was great.
Good. I'm glad I could help.
Yeah, it's just all inspired.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory. Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Bottom of the second hour of today's National Intel Report. I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley. And speaking of James Corbett and 9/11, real quick, one of Corbett's most recent 9/11 entries was his latest interview of J. Michael Springman, former U.S. consulate visa officer in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. And if you're not familiar with Springman's visas for terrorists out of the Jeddah consulate narrative, you need to listen to that interview. To quote Springman, as simply put as possible, the CIA forced me to allow terrorists into the U.S. So, you know, no travel ban or anything is going to prevent that kind of nonsense. And we need to be wise to that. Anyway, Glenn, we need to move on. Any parting thoughts?
Two quick things to wrap up.
Sure.
I was wondering if you've heard of the supposed list of 8,000 or 9,000 people that ISIS supposedly published of, you know, of people to be assassinated. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, but I haven't seen it.
I don't know if it's there's any legitimacy, but it's an
Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, it's
another LCA list.
They took a bunch of people off the red list and said that I just got to get them. That's assigned the first.
How many of those are in that same, White House list, the kill list, and the white? Anyway, just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. And one last thing, I don't know if you followed Dave on the X-22 report. You saw the X-22 report. He's quite the economic gloom and doomer. Uh-huh. And one thing he points out is, with the economic crash, he firmly believes that we're going to see a major economic crash here third quarter, which I'm hearing a lot of economists talk about. But he's saying they're desperate.
Yeah, I have been mentioning the 100-year anniversary of the October Revolution, so I would expect a big October surprise this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, they're talking about with the debt ceiling vote coming up. They're saying and the crash is imminent, and they're desperate to sweep the crash under the carpet of the new war. So I personally would put, tentatively, working hypothesis is they're not going to go big on North Korea. That's just to scare everybody and make us breathe a sigh of relief when all we really get, instead of an international nuclear war, is just a major incursion into Syria, and then we're supposed to breathe easy, and then they can sweep the dust of the economic crash under that. Like, don't you know there's a war on, so we all have to sacrifice. But yeah. All right, that's it for me. Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
Cool. Thanks, Glenn, as always. Appreciate your insight, your wisdom, and your humor. Couple of quick things, real quick, and we'll go back to the phones. There it is. Maybe just one thing. Back to Fred's point, about kind of, limiting the compensation to folks who are establishment lackeys, essentially, is, kind of paraphrasing your remarks, Fred. And as Jeremy Scahill has surmised, as many others have, maybe we should have the folks in Congress and public officials wear decals on their suits. Maybe they should have jumpsuits, kind of like NASCAR drivers, where they wear their sponsorship on their suits, which wouldn't be a bad idea. And speaking of that, back in 1982, November 29, 1982, the New York Times ran a story titled "Debt Retirement Party Becomes an Institution." That was 1982, talking about the debt retirement parties that veteran congressmen would throw for rookies when they showed up on Capitol Hill. You have a party, you throw all your debt in a pile, any car loans, student loans for kids, yourself, home loans, things like that. And the corporate sponsors come in and agree to pay off your debts. Isn't that fun? And then, of course, Mark Twain's corn pone opinions comes to mind. Show me where a man gets his corn pone, and I'll tell you what his opinions is. So with that, I think of Andrew Jackson's words from his farewell address: "The mischief springs from the power which the moneyed interest derives from a paper currency, which they're able to control from the multitude of corporations with exclusive privileges which they have succeeded in obtaining in the different states, and which are employed all together for their benefit." Now it's not just states, it's multinational, obviously. And he said, "Unless you become more watchful in your states and check this spirit of monopoly and thirst for exclusive privileges, you will in the end find that the most important powers of government have been given or bartered away, and the control over your dearest interests has passed into the hands of these corporations." So I would almost suggest that without limiting this corruption and what central banking and the paper currency, as Jackson put it, without limiting that, limiting official compensation to public officials is almost playing into the hands of the bad guys, if that makes sense. You limit it so they gravitate more toward the graft and corruption of corporate sponsorship, if that makes any sense. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Steve in California. Steve, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, Chris, I caught part of the conversation a couple callers back. One of them mentioned about getting law students, and what he was probably referring to as a law review, like on the paper chase, which is an excellent idea.
Yep,
and the
reason that was Fred.
That is an excellent idea because your students who are ready to graduate are very constitutional thinking. Mm-hmm. And they haven't been tainted yet and brainwashed to the whole legal profession and that it's a game of words. And so that's a great idea, whoever brought that up. The law students, the law review is a great idea.
I agree. I agree.
You know, those young minds aren't tainted. They haven't been disturbed yet. They're pretty good at what they do, and they have something to benefit from it also. Not only they win a case, they win a reputation, and when they go on to other practice, you know, that'll look good.
Yeah, so, hopefully the right one's idealistic, you know, in a virtuous sense, and hopefully that would more deeply ingrain that virtuous ideology or that, you know, idealistic mindset into the fabric of their character so that they could carry that on instead of, you know, gravitating in the other direction.
Hey, great show today, though. Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Let's go back to the phones and grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome. We have Renee.
Hey, Chris. Hey.
Oh, hey, Renee.
I had it on mute. I forgot it. I forgot to take it off mute. I don't know if you've seen it yet. Spicer's Freudian slip on YouTube where he says Trump's goal is to destabilize Syria.
Yeah. Yeah.
The gift that Trump and Spicer are is that they're
precious, isn't it?
Well, they're not as seasoned liars. You know, our country's run a lot by lawyers and intelligence agency people, and these are both professions that are trained liars. And so the thing is, in some ways, these guys, are more amateur, and so it's easier to see through it unless you're just completely have your head so stuck that you just can't see it. You know, so the thing is, in some ways, I want them to stay as long as they can because I've watched Pence, and he's a craftier little liar. He knows how to do it, okay? He scares me in some ways more than Trump because he's slick. Okay?
Yeah.
And so in some ways, I actually, like I said, you know, I don't want anything to happen to Trump because we're going to get Pence, you know? And, you know, I love the Corbett thing. I hadn't heard that one yet. He is so good at putting those little jingle things together that he does. He's really gifted with that. But, you know, the JFK secret societies, you know, it's like people need to listen to that and like almost like every morning till you really integrate what he is saying, because it may be one of the most truthful things we were ever told. That and War is a Racket by Smedley Butler. That's why, like I said, they killed him in Texas, heavily Freemasonic state, and it's almost like they signed it. Yeah, we did it, because they killed him at Dealey Plaza, which is a Freemasonic dedication site, and yeah, what you gonna do about it? And nothing's been done to this day. I think he signed his death warrant when he said that speech. People need to like integrate his words, you know, because they've been lying to us for so long. You know, one of the laughs I have is like, I can remember when they taught me, as it was a historical fact, how Washington could not tell a lie about chopping down the cherry tree. I remember being in grammar school and them teaching me that as it was a historical fact, only to find out later that some Pastor Weems made that up. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have been lying to us for so long, you know, almost nothing. It's so refreshing when we actually hear some truth. Like you played that 8-minute thing, I'd never heard the full version. His name slips my mind. I have trouble with names.
General Wesley Clark.
Yes.
The Commonwealth Club speech.
I'm pretty well informed, and I'd always just heard the shorter versions too. And when you played the whole thing on your show today, oh my God, Chris, if that could be played all over this nation.
Yeah, exactly.
It was phenomenal. People go in the archives and listen to Chris's show around noon today, because I had never heard the whole thing, and I think I'm pretty, you know, up on things. So that was really good to hear, you know. And one more thing, what we need to remember is our governments love fundamentalists, okay, because they're more willing to go kill for Allah or Jesus. And the proof is the way we cozy up to the cuckoos, like in Saudi Arabia with the Wahhabis and everything, and we encourage the cuckoos, and we killed more moderate secular governments.
Yep.
Like
Baathists in particular. Yep.
Like in Libya.
The Shia.
And we're going after the one now in Syria. We kill the sane ones, and we aid the cuckoos because that's good for war. And we are war profiteers. We make our living off selling weapons and killing. And so, you know, it's just, if people just would think about it for a minute, it really is that obvious.
Yeah, and hopefully it's not we, but we are in their midst, the sociopaths who are essentially conscripting America in subtle, imperceptible ways to be sociopaths, Machiavellian sociopaths themselves. And it's like an invasion of the body snatchers. You wake up every day and there's someone else who's been conscripted to Machiavellian psychopathology. So
And you know, there was one more thing I wanted to say. There was I don't have it in front of me, and I'm terrible at names, but there was a robber baron, one that we're not as familiar with, and he had a saying. There's a quote. He said, "I could hire half the working class to kill the other half." Mm-hmm. And Chris, isn't that the truth? Isn't that what we do? Isn't how we hire half of them to be police, to be military, to be the house slaves in government, to be the house slaves in the professional class? Even if it's not outright kill, aren't we paying half the working class to help control and exploit the other half?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So a lot of times, particularly Republicans, like to be dogging on the underclass, but they're not as dangerous. It's actually the part of the working class that is willing to kill, or not necessarily kill, but control, exploit, you know, the other half in exchange for a piece of the pie. To me, they're much more dangerous than the underclass.
Yeah, that quote, by the way, is attributed to Jay Gould, and
Thank you.
Yeah, it goes back to the railroad era, and that kind of conflict that was created between people. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's where the term Balkanization comes from, doing just that and using, like you said earlier, the Wahhabist, Salafist proxy warriors as kind of a social virus. And you know, the term Balkanization comes from the breakup of the Ottoman Empire. And it's a virus that's spreading around the world now. And we are allowing the infiltration of it even here in America. I keep mentioning that, you know, Harvard and Yale, for example, have Saudi grants for Islamic studies, they call it, so-called Islamic studies. But it's Wahhabist ideology, and I reserve judgment before the Yale grant and their, you know, program went into effect. And as I said on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast, I've read some of the things that the graduates from the program have written, and they're radical Islamists, you might as well call them. You know, they're blue-blooded, Ivy League-educated, silver-tongued radical Islamists. And what did – which always reminds me of Huckabee's.
The clash of the two of them. We have our own.
Exactly.
Look how we also have our own Christian fundamentalists that, you know, they need the cuckoos from two sides,
right,
for the conflict.
Exactly.
So they can make money on the conflict.
Exactly. And
you gotta
I'm
have two
always
sides.
Absolutely. I'm reminded of Huckabee's words. And speaking of the 100th anniversary of the October Revolution this year, I always mention Huckabee's foreign policy speech from about 10 years ago when, you know, the 2008 elections, when he said to create havoc in the world, you need educated people, those kids from the Islamic studies program funded by a Saudi billionaire, $10 million grant, you know, to have our kids being propagandized in Wahhabist, Salafist, radical, you know, Islamist ideology, which is not a religion. It's political Islam is what it is. The counterpart of political Zionism. But Huckabee said to create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. Before the Russian Revolution, the rural peasants who formed the overwhelming bulk of the population weren't sitting around reading Karl Marx. They were illiterate. It took a number of intellectuals to provide the theory and then rally oppressed peasants behind them. The ruling class is the spark, but the underclass is the fuel. A strong middle class is the firewall. We know that Barack Obama eviscerated the middle class, so we have no firewall. We know that folks like George Soros and the Koch brothers are fomenting either side of that conflict with all of these different NGOs and organizations, and the sides are being drawn apart, preparing to collide them together in this country.
So we even have people in, quote, the alt-right that, like, stoke the fire, too. And the thing is, you know, those rich, and it's predominantly
That's why I mentioned the Koch brothers. Yeah, definitely.
They're not going to stop. They're living a comfortable,
going into a break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
The people, the military people, the people.
Going into a break. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. What goes up
must come down. You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Welcome back.
I saw Jesus on the plane.
Final segment of today's National Intel Report. Again, happy Good Friday to you. Happy Easter for those who observe it. Yeah, I mentioned Andrew Jackson's words with regard to the control over your dearest interest passing into the hands of certain corporations of the moneyed aristocracy, the folks that control the paper currency. Speaking of Jay Gould, he said corporations years later, he said corporations are going, we are told, to destroy the country. But what would this country be but for corporations? Who have developed it? Corporations. Who transact the most marvelous business the world has ever seen? Corporations. Reminds one of Revelation 18, perhaps, but I digress. We're still on the phones. We still have Renee. Renee?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. You know, the thing is, though, I find that people often, we have this bias. We want to hang on the blame on a different demographic group than the one we belong to. And I'm afraid there's good and evil in all of them. And so, but we tend to, you know, look with rose-colored glasses at our own and look critically at the other groups. And this double standard is unconscious in most people. They don't even realize that they are doing it. And, you know, the thing is, yes, absolutely, there are some Jews involved in all of this. But, you know, that Federal Reserve, that has been going on, and it was not just Jews that participated to establish that. There are also other Protestants and stuff involved in setting that up. And it has been going on. Our Congress was predominantly controlled by the WASP for hundreds of years, and to this day, they still comprise, from what I understand, last time I looked at the statistics, they still have the majority. How come we outnumber them so badly? How come that small number of people, and I don't want to hear the blackmail excuse so many people say, well, you know, if you hadn't done something wrong to be blackmailed for, they couldn't blackmail you. Okay, so I ain't buying that one. How come? See, I think they work together. It's all about power, okay? The Catholics did rotten stuff in Haiti and all over, too. It's about power and who holds the power. And the thing is, they're in it, too. Because, and there's people from all groups that are in it, because the thing is, it's been 100 years and Congress has not fixed that. So people need to understand that there are parts of their demographic group also are participating in this evil and are doing nothing to fix it. So we can't just, I think it's a cop out, these people. It's the Jews,
Yeah. Everybody plays their part that's conscripted to it, definitely. Thanks for your call,
Renee. Yeah, that's right. Now, I think a lot of people don't realize that because they don't want to look at the dark side of their own group because they might also have to look at the dark side of themselves.
Absolutely. Thanks for your call, Renee. Appreciate it. It's true. You know, you look at different groups, they play different roles. There is a reality to that. Missed a few people. I apologize. My apologies to Chris and Dave in particular. Guys, sorry we missed you. Folks, I hope it was informative. I hope you have a great weekend. Again, if you celebrate Easter in the virtuous sense, happy Easter to you if you observe it. Have a great weekend. That'll do it for today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.